order. Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not included in the agenda? Seeing as none, highlight consent agenda. Does anything need to be pulled from the consent agenda? Do I have a motion to approve?
You do.
Do I have a second?
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Discussion and decision, final budget.
No, it should be...
We added a couple of things after I went to the paper. We're going to swear in new firefighters.
Is that one?
And do 2 promotions.
Yeah, I didn't.
Ooh, I got promoted.
You did?
It says they're doing some promotions.
Cool. That one works.
It's always about me, isn't it?
Cool, swearing in a firefighter.
That's what I've seen.
Well, we're Max bringing them in.
Cool. Sounds good to me. We're doing a different one.
Okay. I'll keep up.
I don't get one.
I never got a badge.
Well, they're expensive.
And I never got sworn in either.
Is that your badge? You do, don't you? You got your badge, right? Yeah. You don't know what's like an environment now?
What's that?
You don't know what's things cost now?
Yeah. I don't have a fireman badge.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't.
Well, no, I've never seen one here either, but
yeah, that's a nice case.
That's
like
$300 to take care of. I mean, I'm proud of the kids, so I'd like them to have the best. But I saw the price tag here. I mean, I really would.
I'm waiting on a couple of our newer firefighters to come in, so... I'm going to jump to number 2 to promotion of lieutenants.
Okay.
Ms. Pemberton, Mr. Ewer. Front and center.
You can come be on the board if you'd like.
Just
stay
there. So this evening we are promoting 2 firefighters to the position of lieutenant. Just as information for you guys and everybody here. Lieutenant is the position of a crew leader, so they're moving from basically a back seat firefighter to a front right seat officer to direct and lead their crews. So we have Mr. Ted Ewer and Mr. John Pemberton. Is it Jack? John or Jack?
I remember that John, but I go by Jack. So okay. You know, whatever works.
Jack. Do you guys want to just let the board know how long you guys have been on?
Yeah, I joined the department February of 21 and got my pager in May of 21, so 2.5 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I started Recruited Academy in the fall of 20, I believe, and was pagered in December of 2020.
Nice.
So,
you guys know you're the only ones that can save a life, right? Both your crew and the customers. You're the only ones.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Thanks for stepping up. Enough that we're ready for that responsibility. So
you're never ready. But did they get the, do it.
Did they get the big boy pants now, too? The designated adult pant?
Yeah,
they got them.
Okay, okay.
They don't get the golf shirt yet.
It's a work in progress. Just so you guys know, Assistant Chief Dahlhauser has been working with these two kind of tirelessly for multiple hours getting them trained in company officer work. So Chris has done a lot of work to get these two to this position and ready to fill this position for us. So we have, for both of you guys, your lieutenant badges.
Lieutenant.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nice job, guys.
Airballs. Did you drop the jacket?
don't drop me coming out of windows.
The most fun in the fire service.
Let's go in one more.
Have you heard anything over there?
I trust her. She'll be just helping us out.
Do you, we're waiting on one more. You want to move, or can we move it to later in the agenda?
Tell him no, Vice Chair.
Do you want to, do you guys, I mean, they can hang out. Maybe you can jump to the boiler or something easy while we wait, or it's up to
sure.
you.
Sure. Yeah, let's go over that, and then hopefully our final individual will be here. So I know for this agenda item, Chris had talked with you guys on in June about obviously the boiler at the Ray House is failing, and that is the sole source of heat for the house. Spring, we added some electric heat to try to get us through the rest of the cold season last year. Just to remind you guys, so we got three bids to do boiler replacement, which you guys saw in June. Each bid was roughly $12,000 on average. So per your request, we went and got an additional three bids to put in mini split units for heat. And so we got one from Monarch Heating and Cooling, and their bid came in at $27,000. We got one from Air Controls, and their bid came in at $23,000. And we got one, oh, that's another Monarch Heating. Also got one from Hometown, which was just under $23,000, it was $22,000. So essentially that was for two units that's fully installed, wired in, ready to go. I present that to you. I know it was discussed the possibility or the potential of, you know, reusing those units when we demolish the Ray House. That's obviously a possibility. We do need to move forward with the plan because we need to get something scheduled so we can get heat into that house before we get cold again. So I present that to you. It's obviously, we're looking at about half the price just to replace the boiler, which we know we're gonna get rid of the house eventually, and very possibly not be able to reuse that boiler. But I guess my recommendation is just to go and get a new boiler put in and get the heat running back in the house again.
How many guys looked at giving you a quote on the boiler?
We got three quotes.
You did?
Yeah.
And so, what was it, 12?
12,000, about 50.
Pretty much on all the guys, or?
Yeah, all of them were right about 12,000.
So, is our water heater running out the boiler too?
No, so the water heater is just a tank water heater. That's not running out the boiler.
So, my understanding is, and I've got an old unit, it's over 20 years old, but it runs the water heater too, so that means it's running year round even though I'm not heating my house.
Right.
And that adds life to the equipment apparently. But that's just a comment. Doesn't mean anything.
And if you guys remember when I presented to you this issue, the boiler that's failing is the original boiler in the house. It's from the 70s. We obviously looked at the possibility of trying to fix it to get a few more years out of it. And it's so old, none of the contractors that looked at it would even work on it.
Well, it may not get parts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man who just built a house. What do you think?
I mean,
I'm going to go with the cheapest route if we're really planning on losing that thing, and we're going to get a boiler should be good for 10 years or longer.
We did ask, when the three companies came out for the mini splits, we asked them about a forced air unit, and all three said it would be completely cost inefficient to do so, that by the time you ran the ducting and everything for it, that
would be terrible.
Yeah.
You can drill a bunch of holes and, you know, put 220 baseboards everywhere, and
it's
that's
terrible.
Cheaper, but it's still not good. Yeah. I think the best thing is just to do the boiler.
Bite the bullet.
I mean, the only thing, the other way is, you guys, it just depends on how many years we're looking at. You know, having the mini split, at least you get some nice air conditioning during the summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's spending more money, but, you know, the comfort level's there.
Right.
So, but, well, and those things are usually reusable.
Yeah, so it does have mini split air conditioning units in it. But
right.
When we put those in, we didn't plan on the heat failing.
Right.
So they're just cooling units. They're not heating units.
Okay.
If you guys, I mean, I don't think I need a motion. I mean, it is discussion and decision, but the cost is still under the need for a motion. But if you guys are good with
it. We just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because it's true, I think the mini splits could come out and they could be reinstalled in the new facility. And they would be put to use for a while. I think that is a kind of a cool thing, but
a lot of variables, like when that one gets torn down and when the other one's ready to go, and
yeah,
which one you're living in at the time, and did they have to tear that out? I would say.
Well, with the boiler, we just walk away at the end.
Yeah.
You can always take it out and list it. Maybe someone else has a need for one. I mean, you're not going to get the same kind of money.
Yeah, you get $300 for it or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Do you guys want to do a motion for it or just give me that direction?
I think that's what we should do.
What do we have here for AC? We don't have forced air here, do we? We have mini splits?
Yeah.
For the dorm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's three units that run this side of the building. The bays are on their own heating unit. They're not air conditioned, obviously. But the dormitory, the living area has its own unit. The conference room has its own unit. And then the office kind of kitchen area is running on a unit.
Yeah.
And if we're going to go off of a building similar, maybe we probably don't even need mini splits unless we pushed them to Cottonwood or put them somewhere else. So.
Well, mini splits, you can shut out the rooms you're not using, and they're so more efficient. They use a lot less electricity, but what do you want to do?
I'll move to approve the boiler. Best deal with the contractor and the price, whichever is preferable.
Yep.
All right, second.
We got a motion on the table. Any comment on the motion? Seeing as none, all those in favor?
JJ?
Yes.
Ken? Yep.
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Buy a boiler.
Buy a boiler. Okay. Now we'll jump back to the other. All right. New appearance fire guys, if you would come forward and please just line up if you would.
Look, they're all fit and young.
Yeah, but we'll come forward a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good. So you get that every time. So this is our completed spring recruit class. There's actually seven individuals. We did one of our new firefighters, Joanna Ficadenti, was unable to attend tonight. So there is seven. But I will just let these guys and gals introduce themselves. Mr. Palmer.
My name is Tyler Palmer. I'm from Iowa. I moved here in 2018, and I'm a full-time carpenter, and I joined the academy this spring.
Yeah. I'm Evan Minden. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm going to school for nursing at MSU, and I moved here after I got in the military last year in June, so I've been here for 1 year.
My name is Nick Blummel. I'm from Central Minnesota. I moved to Bozeman August of 2021 to go to school here. I'm studying mechanical engineering technology.
My name is Sophie Smith. I came from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Came here for college in 2019. I'm a nursing major. Yeah, and I joined the Spring Academy.
My name is Brennan Lyle. I moved here in 2020. I work in urgent care, and I was in the Spring Academy as well.
Where from?
Boulder, Colorado.
Jefferson County, baby.
I'm Anna French, originally from Plymouth, Minnesota. I moved out to Bozeman in 2017, and I am a graduate student studying ecology at MSU.
Is there a Midwest flag you fly that attracts them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just check it.
Congratulations. Right. So, if you all would please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear to faithfully execute my duties as a firefighter for the Highlight Fire District.
I do solemnly swear to faithfully execute my duties as a firefighter for the Highlight Fire District.
To selflessly serve the citizens with respect, integrity, and excellence.
To selflessly serve the citizens with respect, integrity, and excellence.
To support my fellow firefighters, our values, and show a continuous effort to improve our team.
To support my fellow firefighters, our values, and show a continuous effort to improve our team.
To uphold the mission of the Highlight Fire District, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the State of Montana.
To uphold the mission of the Highlight Fire District, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the State of Montana.
All right, so we will present certificates of completion of our recruit academy, along with our firefighter badges. So just so as a reminder for the board, so the certificate states that the individual has completed the Highlight Fire District Recruit Training Academy in accordance with the Montana State University Fire Services Training School Firefighter 1 curriculum, which includes 175 hours of training. So, Mr. Nicholas Blommel. Congratulations.
Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Pretty quick, you end up looking like this.
So I did want to point out before the board, really excited of the success of this class. They are all doing really great. The turnover, the struggles we've done with our resident program of the folks that we've lost in the last year. Mr. Lyle has just recently moved into the Cottonwood Fire Station, and Smith, Linden, and Palmer have all moved into the Sour Fire Station as resident firefighters.
Nice.
They are all doing a great job.
If you don't have fun, it's your own fault.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Did you complete the cruel school curriculum with the new lieutenants?
Did I do what?
Did you complete the cool school curriculum with the new recruits?
I have done it. We've got it all figured out. They actually know what the work is.
You gotta be cool to be a lieutenant.
They know what they gotta do.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Go forth and do good work.
Continue that.
Thank you. Final budget.
Lieutenant. So, what signifies to you?
Just nothing there. Please, the same, just where it would say firefighter has this lieutenant. And then I believe when we do type class B's, we'll have a single bugle.
You get one bugle.
Yeah.
Which cool. Is all you can blow anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
So, you guys have. In your board packet, the final budget that we got from the county. So, just so you know, the resolution is for Max Mills today.
Right. I combined both of them in the packet, so you'll see the resolution and then the budget documents that we'll forward to the county, which we've already our preliminary was almost spot on to make all the numbers work for the county, and she was very complimentary and said that we didn't need to change anything, and thanked us for being so thorough and quick in our numbers. We can thank Mr. Zydak for a lot of that work.
I would kiss him right on the forehead if he was here.
We literally, you know, $2 million budget, we were shy of $4,500 from the income that came in. So that was the only discrepancy in the numbers.
Very nice. $4,500 on top of how much?
It was a $2 million budget.
Yeah. Oops.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Well, if you'd have paid your
taxes.
That's
pretty good.
Ken.
I got it in the next day.
So we're good to go on the budget. So discussion and decision request for Max Mills. I have a motion?
That's no change, right?
Correct.
No change. And we, you know, at this point need every penny that we can get. So we spent quite a bit of money on needed items this last year, and so we need to try to build that up a little bit for future expenses. So that's why we're requesting Max Mills. Mm-hmm.
We got, with the mill increase, just a little under 100,000 more this year with the mill increase?
Yes.
Roughly, we saw a 6% increase over last year.
But it's not 3 million.
It was like
800,000 or something.
200,000 and change, I think.
Okay. Yeah, now, out of this budget's coming our two trucks, right?
Correct.
And we're
but we've got
in line to get that done.
Yep. So we did have a discussion with Walt about the need for Max Mills, and as Cheryl mentioned, we're just not in a position with the fire district to not ask for that. The work we've done with capital projects, the new trucks, if you guys remember even from what Chief Rubisky had started with, the replacement of our radios, replacement of our SCBAs, the two new engines, the additional command vehicles and new ambulance, we're checking a lot of boxes off, but we're just not in a position where we can't ask for that maximum.
Move to approve.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Sorry, Ken?
Yes. So we're not getting the air ambulance?
Nor do we want one.
Got it.
Capital reserve distribution.
Okay, that's a loose piece of paper. All those numbers come we had a preliminary round, and it just shows you the number. August 2023, what was required to meet that.
So, just so you guys are aware, with Capital, we have the two new engines essentially funded. We do have payments coming in fiscal year 24 for those trucks, but final payment won't actually be till fiscal year 25. Because they won't be up ready for delivery till the fall of 25, or sorry, the fall of 24. So they'll fall into that fiscal year. But we have, if you guys remember the way we did the contract for those two trucks, is we have a chassis payment due, which I believe will be due sometime in the spring.
Saved us a bunch of money.
Right, we got the discounts for that.
Yep.
What action do we need?
Do you need a decision on this distribution? It says it does, but I thought we already did it.
That is...
I mean, I guess you could do an approval of the final budget capital reserve plan.
Okay. Do I have an approval of the final budget?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Fire chief report.
We are just cruising this through this thing. For an August meeting, this is good. Fire chief's report. Yes, for the call volume in July, that is not in misprint. We ran 91 calls in July.
Wow.
I did put a note in there. We are dealing with a couple frequent callers in our fire district, which accounted for nearly 20% of that 91 calls. We've been working with these two individuals on finding solutions to the reason for calling. And it's been an effort between the fire district, sheriff's office, and Connections Mental Health Services. So hopefully we're gaining ground on that, and we can kind of alleviate their need for service.
We could very easily assign Chief Dahlhauser full time.
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal, load of laundry, and some company.
It's a good part-time job right now.
So I did include, since we didn't meet in July, in June we ran 51 incidents. Staffing report, you know, for the 91 calls we did in July, for doing that with a mostly volunteer fire department, you know, we made our target staffing 75% of the time. For 91 calls, that's actually pretty good. And it gives you guys the breakdown there. In June, of the 51 calls, we made it to 71% for ideal staffing. Now, I will tell you guys, if you look at that month to month, we're improving, right? In the spring, when we had the turnover and we lost some residency, we were in the 50s and 60s for ideal staffing, and we're getting the 70s. So that's a kind of a tribute to those folks who are lined up who have newly moved into the fire station and are doing a lot for us. So things are getting better. We're at 42 members on the fire department. So as I mentioned, to kind of give you a breakout there, we're sitting at 6 residents at the Sourdough Fire Station. We are at 2 residents at Cottonwood. We're expecting a third next week with one of our returning students who left for a summer wildland fire job. She's planning on moving to Cottonwood. We are considering with the Cottonwood residency program of dropping that to 3 positions over 4. With kind of the downturn in staffing a little bit out there, we've started having some people fill spots at night, and that has proved to be a benefit to our members who are married, have families, and work full-time. that they don't have to do a day shift at Sourdough. So we may just keep that at 3 residents and try to fill both Sourdough and the Ray House.
So the 4th bed kind of rotates or something with the the other guy, like Justin did?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. We are down to 1 resident at the Ray House. Ryan Pierce took a job with the City of Livingston Fire Department, a paid position, so he relocated to Park County. But we are continuing to recruit. We'll push it again hard in this fall academy to try to get some more beds filled up. We did improve with the new academy in the spring coming out. Our non-resident day shifts, we were roughly, I think, 6 out of 10 shifts filled, and we were actually up to 8 out of 10. And we currently still have 4 members out on summer leave. So, outside of that, training's continuing as usual. It's kind of the rest of the standard report. Things are going well.
How's our new paid captain?
So Reed is on. He started obviously July 1st. He's doing really good work. We'll have kind of a more report of him in probably September. But Reed's a go-getter, and he is really, really moving the direction we want him. He's already engaged with the Office of Student Engagement at MSU, and looking at how to establish more of a presence at MSU through actually creating a volunteer firefighter club, which can recruit on campus essentially for us. And hopefully improve our reach there. So that's looking really good. We're gonna have Mac and Reed run the Fall Academy to help Reed get his feet into it, and then he'll be off and running from there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Any trustee activities?
I sat.
Done a damn thing.
We were at Cottonwood for the what the hell was that? Wildfire awareness?
Wildfire awareness barbecue.
Yep. Barbecue was nice.
Yep.
We didn't get a big old storm.
It didn't. Didn't rain.
It did not rain. Yeah, sorry, I didn't report on that, but it was a pretty good success. I think we had roughly 400 to 500 people attend, so yeah. Good turnout.
Ran out of food.
Yeah, which store is still open, so we just got to send a runner.
Nice. Cool. And pancake breakfast, September 23rd.
Saturday, September 23rd.
Right here?
Pancake breakfast right here.
Be here, be square. Be there, be square.
Nice. Yeah. We went to the air show in Billings. That was really fun.
Yeah.
We need to do another one here. It was awesome. Cool. Next board meeting. Looks like the 19th.
That would be the third Tuesday.
Everybody okay with that?
13th. Which one? September?
19th.
19th?
Yep.
No, 13th is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we got to do 12th or 19th.
Well, 19th is the third.
19th.
We're doing the third week?
14th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's 19th, yes.
I'm good.
Okay. Kenny?
I'm good.
Cool. Awesome. We're adjourned.